Well, this was a very good idea. So we got a commercial helicopter and rigged up the tower section, and the rotating beacon, which was very heavy, and rigged it underneath the helicopter. And then Eldon Thompson and somebody else went up to the top of the tower to grab the top to grab the bottom of this section of the tower and put it onto the existing tower. So there they are up 200 feet on this tower, which is not very big cross-section. In fact, at 200 feet, it looks very small. The helicopter takes off from the range and flies up and positions itself over top of the existing tower in Eldon. And we had decided that there wouldn't get a lot of static charge on the tower section, so we put a jumper cable on the bottom of the tower section and a rope, so we could guide it into position. And I was down below watching this, and the tower and listening on the radio. Eldon had a radio, and the helicopter had pilot and crew had radios, and we're all in communications with each other. The helicopter got over top of the tower. Eldon grabbed the rope and pulled it over towards the existing tower to put it in place. But the helicopter, there was a wind, and the helicopter started gyrating slightly back and forth in an increasing frequency and slop back and forth as Eldon fastened the top of the tower section to the existing tower. The pilot said, "I got to go." And there was this tower section sort of fastened to the existing tower at 200 feet, but the pilot figured he couldn't control the aircraft, the helicopter anymore, and he had to leave. And they said, "Release the tower section, we'll go away." Well, Eldon said, "I can't release it." The jumper cable had hooked onto one of the struts, the cables holding the existing tower, and the rope came down around Eldon's neck and went off down the side of this tower. So here's Eldon on the top of the tower. He hooked his toe into the existing part of the tower, leaned out his full length along guy line, and so he was out at a 90 degree angle from the tower along this guy wire. He flipped off the jumper cable and said, "Go!" And the helicopter took off, but this rope was still around Eldon's neck. And so we saw this horrible thing happening. It looked like Eldon was either going to be pulled off the tower or decapitated, but he was able to toss this rope as the helicopter went away until finally it went off in the distance. And there was Eldon on the top of the tower, and I heard him exclaim into the radio, "We've got to talk about this." So he came down the tower, and he had this incredible red raw mark all the way around his neck. And we went into, and the helicopter landed, we went into the coffee room and sat down very calmly, and nobody said anything for quite a while as we drank coffee. And Eldon said, "We got to figure another way to do it." Somebody once said, I think it was Brian Rogers, that if he had to move the pyramids within the next week, he'd call on Eldon Thompson, because Eldon would figure a way to do it.